You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you are interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
This is Adrian El Critico speaking not on video. So to my left, whoever that may be, I have Matt Foster.
Hello.
To my right, I have LaWayne.
Hey, how's it going?
And I guess right dead fast in front of me, I have Doggett.
Doggett.
Got to keep your eye on him.
And we're talking about Hashtag Like, an unfortunately titled movie, actually. I feel like, end of the day, they could have called this something else. I don't even think that really has a big, big, big thing to play about it. But this movie is about a young girl. She is at the anniversary of her sister's suicide. And her suicide was caused by cyberbullying, which itself it was the result of something horrendous and heinous. A year later goes by, and she thinks she finds the guy behind it. Like, she's like 100% certain, to the point where she's going to kidnap him and bring out her version of justice and revenge for her sister. That's what this movie is at its bare minimum, at just the base. That's what this movie is. But I don't know. I think this movie is a bit of a mess, honestly, which is a shame considering the subject.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to figure out, going into this, how to talk about the things that don't work without actually getting into the entire movie and like spoiling it in the off chance somebody actually wants to watch this. But the presentation for this is basically almost like what would be the idea is like a thriller, like a rape revenge flick, except there's not actually a rape at the center of the story. Well, until later. Kinda. That's part of the problem. Just even trying to talk about this movie, I don't even know where to go with it.
Well, I mean, to avoid the spoiler line.
But to
get into it without getting into it, it highlights one of the great problems of the rape revenge subgenre, which is that it always hinges on the canard that the revengee is absolutely sure of everything.
Right.
This could have been something like a movie that came out a few, well, actually it's been a while now. But there was movie called Big Bad Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Actually I think it might be, I don't know which country it is, but it's kind of similar. It's, a person was someone that somebody loves was treated horrendously, and they're trying to get revenge for it, but they're still kind of uncertain about what's going on. And this movie is a little bit like that, but then it's also kind of trying to have a different type of message, perhaps trying to scare children off from the internet in a way, because, you know, cyberbullying is a very real thing. I just, unfortunately, I truly do feel like maybe this needed a punch up or another draft, something, because there's just something about this movie that, although it is realistic in certain aspects, there are other parts of it that I don't know how to describe it other than a mess. And I'll say this right now. There is a very good chance that I might just be dumb and have no idea what I'm talking about, and I missed something. That could definitely be it. But hey, that's why we're talking about it right now, and I do think this was kind of a mess.
One of the things that bothered me about this is not being able to determine what the thesis of the movie is. I don't want to use that word because it sounds like I'm, you know, some talking film school stuff, but like, what were they shooting for? Right? Was it, hey, watch out for cyberbullies? That, or was it, I mean, there's a scene that could be an examination of whether or not torture is useful, but I can't determine if that's what they were shooting for, if that was just a side effect of the scene. And we sort of framed it like it was inspired by, whether that's what it literally was, you know, like kind of grimy rape revenge flicks, except that the inciting incident isn't a rape, but then there's some sexual assault that happens later in the film. But like you, I spent a lot of the time trying to determine, did I just miss some huge things? Maybe I did too. I don't know. But that's part of the problem. Even in going back and looking at it again, looking for those things, I'm like, no, I don't know for sure.
Well, the good thing is that Doggett has some positive things to say about this movie.
I think that, yeah, maybe you guys were overthinking it a bit. Maybe you're not. I'm not sure. I'm just going to say that personally for me, it really wasn't that complicated. It's a movie about a person losing their shit. That's all it is. It's about a girl losing her goddamn mind. That's what it comes.
Sure.
That's all what it comes down to. It's, you know, she like, so these are the clues or who did this. I better assert this to every single person I know or see. And she does that. So you're saying about how it might be inspired by those rape revenge films. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, I guess if somebody were to do that in real life, most likely it would probably turn out like this. It would be, oh, I'm going to do some investigating. I'm only 16, but I'm pretty sure I can get this done pretty well. And you just, and you Russell Crowe a bunch of clues together, and you come up with your own conclusion, and then you assert your hypothesis. And basically the entire movie is like, it's like Prisoners. You're waiting to see, is this person just crazy, or are they right? And that's all this movie is. It's not really complicated in that any other aspect. There that whole rape thing that happens later on in the film, I gotta admit, not sure why that's there. Maybe it is saying something. I couldn't figure it out, but at the same time, it's like, movies have weird scenes. It happens.
The problem with it being about someone just losing their shit is if that was the intent, they do too good of a job of putting you in her head with her.
Joker?
Because it doesn't feel like she's, well, I mean, yes, actually. Like, tune in for my review of Joker. But they just didn't get to a point of clarity about what even actually happened to the sister or what happened to the people she affected seeking vengeance. So there's so much ambiguity about what happens in this movie.
Doggett, you actually brought up something that I never took into consideration because I was so kind of focused on what's the message of this that it never even really occurred to me that, like, oh, we're also just kind of watching the mental deterioration of a girl who's gone through something horrendously traumatic. Even if it didn't happen to her, happened to her sister, which I can't imagine the mental toll that this must take on someone. So yeah, on that aspect, you know what, I think it did do a good job. This isn't really even the fault of the movie. It's unfortunate timing because this, I want to say this was made and released originally, at least in the festival circuit, in 2019. And last year, we had a movie called Promising Young Woman that also got released again on VOD this month that is actually very similar in certain aspects. Even there's a point where a character is telling a story, and it's even that's kind of similar to a scene in Promising Young Woman. But like I said, that's not the movie's fault. I just... I unfortunately feel like I've seen a movie before that maybe was trying to deliver the same message and had already kind of done it better.
Don't punish Deep Impact because you liked Armageddon better.
Damn, that's a good comparison.
Deep cut, yeah. Well, one of the problems I have with that, well, it's not even a problem, it's just one of the things that makes me question some of it, though, is the tagline of this movie is literally the story of a girl who writes her own ending. And when I saw that, I assumed, oh, she's going to handle this situation. But it could also just be she kind of comes up with her own ending as to how things go, in which case it could be not the revenge thing, but just she's losing her mind thing. And now I'm even less sure of what's going on. I mean, I get Doggett's point that maybe it really is just, it's none of the things we think it is. It's literally just watching this girl come apart. But, okay, then what?
Then end of film. Go home.
We are home.
We are home. We've been home.
Yeah.
We'll go to the study.
I don't really have more to say about this. I mean, if I want to go into something that I do feel is like a glaring negative, and it has nothing to do with the script, it's got nothing to do with the performances or anything like that, but the sound design in this movie is so back and forth for being like, either one voice is way too muffled, or like some the ambiance is maybe too drawn in. I thought the sound design of this movie was kind of a mess. And granted, this has been making festival circuits, so maybe this isn't even the final draft of this that we're watching. But I hope that's something that they could fix, because for me at least, it was pretty noticeable.
I don't even remember any of the specific sounds of this movie.
I do remember some of what you're talking about there, but even that is kind of like, I mean, yeah, now that you brought it up, I kind of remember that.
What did you guys think about the male actor?
Yeah, he was, you know what? He was his character in Ozark, kind of.
He reminded me of Lucifer from Supernatural.
Yeah, kind of.
I thought he was good. He's, like I said, I've seen him in Ozark, and I think that's really the only place we've seen him. You know what? Let's mention the actors really quick. The guy that we're talking about is Mark Menchaca. He plays the character just named The Man. And then the star of the show, the main actress, is Sarah Rich, who plays the character Rosie. I think she was pretty decent. I don't know. This is a kind of a first-time effort, and this feels like a movie that I would see at a festival and think, like, okay, this is a festival film, and I'm glad that I saw it, but
I enjoyed her friend who was doing the Terrence Howard role from Prisoners. Like, I don't want any part of this shit.
Come on, man. All right, Doggett, why don't you just let that go into your final thoughts?
It's lazy Sunday movie time again, guys. Actually,
no,
not, really.
Not again.
No, actually, no, not really. I wouldn't watch this on a lazy Sunday. But if my sister was watching this, I'd sit down next to her and watch it with her. Because I don't know. I would actually like to hear. I wish we could have. Damn it. I'm in another review full of guys about this kind of a topic.
I was thinking that too.
Should be above.
Yeah.
Damn it. Oh, well. We're here right now, and I have long, glorious hair. So I'm just going to say I thought it was okay. I'm not going to, like, pick up a sword for this film against you guys. It is what it is. It's, you know what it is? I'm okay with something that meanders sometimes, as long as it has me thinking about, is this person fucked up or not? And that was enough to carry this movie to a 4 out of 10 dildos. Ah, no.
Not that. Luwayne.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's just we're a pack of dudes and we're missing something really important. I don't know. I mean, it was described as a feminist neo-noir thriller, I guess. I don't know that I saw most of those elements in it. I mean, I can see it was supposed to be feminist, I guess. I don't know. I guess I can just plead the Adrian and I'm just a big stupid male and I don't know. The cast, I guess, is fine. I mean, the teenage girls seem like teenage girls. And the man seemed like a guy in a really unpleasant situation trying to manage it. I don't have anything better to say, but I don't really have anything worse, I guess. This is like 2 out of 5 suspects.
And Matt Foster.
This is a, I don't know. I'm as an even bigger, even dumber male. I guess I got less. I just didn't. I mean, Dogged's point stands. From a certain point of view, it's a movie about a disillusion, right? Like taken as a grief piece, it makes a certain amount of sense. But then the problem is that the protagonist with whom you're supposed to travel is hopelessly beyond broken and violent in that case. I mean, it breaks the genre that it's alleged to be in. I guess that's deconstructive progress. You can put that in the good. I will say I liked the cast. Everybody showed up to work. I liked both the leads, and I think it was an interesting indictment of the hair trigger revenge genre. And so enough of that functions that I can't completely hate on it. It has a tone that is sort of just a little too dreamlike for the idea that it represents, like if it's a take on that depression where one loses time, you know. I think it sort of conveys that, but it didn't quite deliver on any of the many things it was trying to do at once. Like is a little bit of a thematic jack of all trades, master of none, you know. I give it 6.5. None of the clever things that leap to mind, because all of them are too awful to say.
Oh no.
Out of 10.
Not even just like bad microwave pizza. Holy shit, or something.
Dude. You gave us the highest rating.
So far. No, yeah, it is going to be the highest rating. I used to go to the Chicago International Film Festival a bunch, and there would be some things that you've heard of making rounds, and then there would be movies where you're like, this sounds interesting, let me go check it out. And this kind of reminded me of that. Like, this is definitely a festival film. This is definitely the work of a first-time director, first-time writer, who has done some shorts, but I believe this is her first feature. I might be incorrect on that, and if I am, I apologize, but this is a film by Sarah Perozek,
produced and written by,
yes. I would like to see more, but I don't know. I could have just not gotten this. I could be thinking too hard about it. I could be foolishly comparing it to other movies that are similar, but either way, I kind of found the experience extremely unpleasant throughout, and that might be the point too, but I felt like it was also unpleasant in the sound department and a little bit in the visual department. Acting, yeah, the teens are like teens and it's decent enough, but I don't really know where to go with this movie. It didn't really do anything for me. And it may do something for other people. I still feel like this should be seen, but I mean, just know what you're getting into. And if anything of what we said sounds like you feel like you're going to get more out of this movie and you might understand it better, then hey, by all means, please, please do and explain it to us, because we just might be 4 big dummies. But this dummy is still going to give this a... Let's give it 2.5 horrendous microwave pizzas that just look so awful.